Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Hi, and welcome everyone. You are listening to Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and today our show topic is root cause medicine. Why am I talking about this? The system I was trained in, Western medicine, is not root cause medicine. It is a reductionist system. It breaks the body into its parts, then it names and blames illness based on where the symptoms appear. Healers are trained in one system, one body part, and science has changed and advanced. And with it, our specialists became even more specialized. And so we get narrower and narrower and narrower in our system of medicine that we use now. And we forget that old song, you know, your foot bone's connected to your heel bone. It's all interconnected. We're not separate. We are a healing machine. All organs are connected to each other. The heart connects it all together. Our brain breathes life and electricity into all our parts. Our lungs breathe the air. Our mind and body can't be separated. Our thoughts, our emotions, sounds, feelings, sensations that affect everything about our body, just as our experiences do, just as food and water that we eat and drink do. So science needs to change. Medicine needs to change. We need to evolve. We need to put it all together and remember that dis-ease in the body is just our body and our microbiome speaking to us to get us to change our life in some way. We are this amazing healing machine that Western medicine sees just the tip of the iceberg and forgets so much of who we really are. And so today we're going to talk a little more deeply about that. And we're going to remind you that the way back to healthy by necessity is to activate our healing machine and especially that parasympathetic nervous system, that rest, digest, relax, reproduce nervous system. We're going to talk about playing. We're always talking about playing here, but modern society, We do everything. We do so much in our power to prevent the activation of our healing system. So we're going to talk every time we come to this podcast about how critical it is to play and play through safety, how we can feel safe in our bodies and play in our bodies. So let's get started with today's root cause medicine, but let's go back in time a little bit to the system I was trained in, the opposite of root cause medicine, the reductionist system. The reductionist system that is not wrong, but just needs to be updated. Just like my kitchen recently needed a remodel because it was probably still, you know, the same kitchen from the 1970s. And in those days, we had, you know, small rooms divided by small doorways. And now it's about open air and open space. And I had to knock down two walls to make my space more spacious, more beautiful, more loving. And I went back to nature to get quartzite, not modern materials, right? And I wanted wood cabinets and wood flooring. I was going back to nature and not using the synthetic materials of modern society. And isn't that funny how ancient and modern, how we shift? And that we're always shifting, always changing. Your body is doing the same thing. It's always the same and different at the same time. And I like to say history, or for me, I like to say her story. It's always moving, always changing, always evolving. And we need to keep up with evolution. So let's study a little bit about the her story or the my story or our life story and Western medicine, right? Because root cause medicine that I'm going to introduce to you is not the same as Western medicine. The Western standard medical system, that is the center of our healthcare system right now, used to be called allopathy. It was, or allopathic medicine, but it was just one healing system competing among so many healing systems at the beginning of the 20th century. It was like a free-for-all competition for healing modalities back in the early 1900s. So way back when there were so many different healing systems and healing modalities. There was allopathy, which I'm going to talk about, but there was also naturopathy, this belief in the body and our nature and how that could heal us. There was homeopathy, which was this belief in the similars and that small doses of what caused illness given could lead to healing. And we'll talk about that a little bit. I like to just throw in that most people think homeopathy is crazy until you recognize that vaccine technology is homeopathy. Small diluted virus can save you from big disease virus. Snake venom and anti-venom, you give low venom and you can be immune to snake venom. So homeopathy isn't crazy, it's just not in our familiarity. Chiropractic was one healing modality that was pushed into the sidelines. Midwifery, women actually helping women deliver, is made a comeback, but it was knocked down on its knees in the early 1900s. Nutrition therapy, for thousands of years, our ancestors decided which foods were poison and killed us and which foods led to health, right? And isn't it interesting that they teach us, people who are experts at herbalism and nutrition, that if there's a poisonous substance, the antidote to that poisonous substance can always be found in nature. I think it's within 20 miles of maybe less. And it's always found in the vicinity of the venom, right? Of the poison. How interesting that we learned that and knew that. And the ancients knew the plants, which were the poisonous mushrooms and which were the healthy mushrooms, right? I can't tell that now. But there are herbalists who can, right? Indigenous medicine was big. That was learning even how we could play with medicines that changed our brains, and we saw visions, right? And how that can be transformation, also making a comeback. There's Chinese herbal medicine and Chinese Eastern acupuncture, which treated us as a system approach and treated the energy. There's the Indian Ayurvedic traditional medicine. There was faith-based healings. There was so much. And back then, most practitioners were learning through an apprenticeship model. You studied your craft, kind of like carpenters did, electricians, plumbers. You learned from the mentors above you. But then in the early 1900s, as universities were growing, there was Johns Hopkins, was a medical school in the university tradition. It started also in Europe with the university tradition that you sat in classrooms and you learned from a bunch of mentors and you started studying with the scientific method. What is science anyway? It's the study of what we don't know. And the science is truth until new science proves new truths and new science proves new truths. So I grew up with Newtonian physics and now there's quantum physics. In the medical field, we're always studying more stuff and learning more and more and more. And ironically, we're learning that some of the ancient traditions have biological scientific correlates that can explain why some energy medicine may actually work. And our imaging, did the energy not exist in our body till we could see it with x-rays or with sonar sound waves, ultrasound technology, MRI technology, lining up our molecules, right? So The energy was there. We just didn't know how to see things using that energy. And I invite us to recognize as our science advances, we can start imagining the human as more than the our parts. We are bigger than the sum of our parts. But what happened is this Flexner report came out in the 1911, and it said that Western medicine in the science university system was the only rigorous scientific way to study the body, and everything else, all the competing systems were labeled alternative. And so there was this separation in elevation of who was licensed to treat you and who was alternative. And that really led to a separation of healing technologies, right? So the Western system breaks down illness by disease, by systems, I'm sorry, by symptoms, by organ systems, right? And it's great. We learned so much from that, but it breaks down the body into its parts. It names and blames illness based on where the systems appear. And blame is very much at the core of the system. And separation is very much at the core of the system. So in the old days, and I'm speaking really fast, let me take a breath. Way back when, faith systems blame the patient. You got a disease because you are a bad human. Well, that was really not very good for people's egos, people's lives, and who had the power but these religious leaders that could blame people for these illnesses. And then along came the study of microbial and microbes and bacteria and viruses. And all of a sudden, we started to blame the bacteria. We blame the viruses. And we even, when we just started in the 1950s, we discovered DNA and we started blaming our DNA. Well, again, that's a blame and shame system. We had a war on cancer. Does the war on drugs get rid of drug addiction? No. All of a sudden, we were blaming bacteria, but that was before we realized we are actually our bacteria. We have an entire ecosystem of microbes on our body. So we were having war against our bodies. We needed antibiotics. Bacteria were bad. Viruses were evil. Cancer is horrible. So we have to do everything in our power to get rid of it, even if it means killing the actual body that's hosting the bacteria, the viruses, the cancers, right? And it was about disease happening to you from the outside in. And you, actually, what happens to you is you are no longer a participant in your own health. You are this vessel, and life is happening to you. The illness is happening to you. And you go to somebody again outside of you, the healer, the doctor. He has all the power to heal you, and you are separate, unempowered. You know nothing about your body. He knows about the body, he knows the science. And you are emasculated. You are made to feel less than. And he is elevated to this godlike hero, only he knows he's just human. And he has to always have the answers. But guess what? We're human. We can't always have the answers, right? And so this developed a system of separation, of hierarchy, of disempowering the patient. Disempowering you from how you could stay healthy. And that just never works. And so it became work to get better and work. And you had to give up who you were to listen to someone else tell you how to live your life. And guess what? That's a recipe for disaster. And in that note, I'm going to take a break and head on over to our break. And afterwards, we're going to talk about systems medicine, root cause medicine as a systems approach. So let's take our break now.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Okay, you are listening.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
You are listening to Your Healing Playground with myself, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, on the Inspired Choices Network. I am a gynecologist and fertility specialist, as well as an integrative medicine practitioner, a licensed coach, a functional medicine practitioner, health coach, sexuality coach, with more than 40 years of doctoring. And I grew up with a doctor. So I've been in the Western medical field for my entire life. And now we're coming back to talk at this podcast all about root cause medicine. And we're going to switch gears to what I think is the newest form of a new system of medicine. So welcome back. Before we went to break, we discussed the opposite, the standard allopathic medicine, also known as Western medicine. And now we're going to talk about how we, instead of having a reductionist model, we can have a system model. But before we get back, I'd like to also let you know that I not only do this podcast, but I also host some educational videos. I have one coming up, a free Zoom class on Wednesday about how to lose weight without using Ozempic, the natural way, by engaging new ways, tips and tools for you to live your life. And the following week, we're going to have a free session on how to turn pain into purpose through play so that you can up-level your life and go through the pain to the other side to get all that you want in life, especially if you have some fertility challenges. But let's get back to our programming today. Let's talk about a systems approach to medicine. Chinese medicine has been around for thousands of years. And in Chinese medicine, everything is connected through meridians, these energetic lines that run through the body. The ear is a homunculus, which means just on the ear, they have different spots that represents different parts of the body. Foot reflexology describes the parts of the foot as it relates to affecting all parts of the body. A systems approach is looking at the body as a system, not just cell by cell by cell, organ by organ by organ, because it's a recognition that you change one organ and everything changes, right? And your body is a healing machine. Your body is meant, you were born to be well. You are put on this planet to be ill. Diabetes is not a deficit of metformin as a medicine. Yes, it's a deficit of insulin if you have type 1 diabetes, but even that you can control if you change what you eat. Before they had insulin, diabetics really eliminated sugar from their diets pretty much completely, and they did survive. Now, insulin changed everything. And again, Western medicine shouldn't be thrown out. Antibiotics are amazing. Public health measures to clean the water and the air are amazing. And Western medicine and the scientific advances are fabulous. But evolution and continual change in how we heal and how we adjust the body is essential. And so we need to remember that what we focus on, we become, and we are way more than just the bag of parts. So let's think about the body, as a machine, right? Let's think about that a computer has hardware and software and a user interface with how you interact with the computer. Funny, we have hardware, we have all our cells and our machinery in those cells, right? And then we have software that, what are all the thoughts that we put into that software? What are the emotions that are coming in to the software? And we have this user interface. How do we interact with our thoughts, our software? How do we interact with our food? Food is put into our bodies. Water is put into our bodies. Air is put into our bodies. And how do we interact with those, right? And so we are so much more than just our parts. And when we have a systems approach, the disease approach names the symptoms in one part of our body. So we may manifest inflammation in our gut, and maybe we end up with diarrhea or constipation, or even worse, an inflammatory disorder such as Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Or maybe we end up with celiac disease, which is an inflammation and attacking of the self, right? The symptoms are similar. There's diarrhea, there's constipation, there's abdominal pain, there's bloating. And yet, the names that we give it are different. But if there's inflammation, maybe the primary problem is inflammation. And if the primary problem is inflammation, maybe we need to see where the inflammation is coming from. And if we're inflamed in our gut, might we also be inflamed in our joints? Might we be inflamed in our brain and have brain fog? And so the primary problem may actually be inflammation. And if we address the primary problem of inflammation and figure out how to dial down the fire in our bodies, then maybe we'll get better in our joints and our gut and our brain fog, right? And so, going under the names of the diseases and the symptoms means perhaps finding a more holistic healing and a more holistic way of living that then treats the whole body. What happens to us if you, a lot of our drugs nowadays are so tailored to one system that it's like we fix the temperature in one room, and it still gets hot in another room. Now, this happened in my house, I remember years ago. I have a three-level condo. And so the top level in the summer gets really, really hot, right? So I need to like change the vents, right? I want to get the cool air to go upstairs and less downstairs. So I might change the vents so that they're open upstairs and close downstairs so the air is directed through the ducts to where I need it, which is great. But in a different time of year, then the heat blows all upstairs, not downstairs. And I forgot that I changed the vents, right? That's like a medicine that changes one part of the body and has side effects that end up hurting another side of the body, right? So we take statins to lower cholesterol. And lo and behold, that affects our insulin metabolism and our sugar metabolism and our energy metabolism. And we may not have solved the primary problem. And so, looking at a systemic way of disease seems to be a more inclusive way to look at it. Also, when we start becoming inclusive, we start seeing the body as more than a physical body. We start seeing, I had this epiphany actually on a retreat learning about sexuality when she described her blueprints for pleasure and that the nervous system gets turned on differently in different people. And so we want that parasympathetic nervous system, that play system, to heal us. Well, if it gets turned on differently in different people have different knobs, right? And so again, everybody heals slightly differently, and how you heal may be different than how someone else heals. And so understanding that we are more than a physical body. We are a physical body, but we're also full of thoughts. We're full of emotions. We're full of energetic connections. My energy connects everything. I connect to myself energetically through my thoughts and feelings. I connect energetically to the people that I am around through my thoughts and feelings and actions. I connect energetically to the environment I'm living in through energetic connections. I and actions. I connect one cell to another cell to another cell through energy. So, are we a body or are we an energetic connection? And I'd like to say that we are two nervous systems that are both energy. That is driving who we really are. That is under the iceberg of who we are, is the energy. And we are a mind body, a physical body, a heart body, and an energy body. And all of that is connected through the energetic flow that makes this healing machine so much greater than the parts that make us up. And just a reminder that Western medicine started from the anatomist studying anatomy and dead bodies. And the difference between a dead body and a live body is life. And what is life but energy moving? Energy moving through ourselves, connecting all the parts of who we are to ourself, and the energy we exude out beyond our body as we connect to life itself, to another, to the universe, and to each other. And so we are always energy and matter simultaneously. And I will go back to the brilliance of Einstein because E equals mc squared, and energy is always dynamic and moving. Mass is energy, just at such a slow frequency, we don't see it moving. So life is energy. We are energy. We are a healing machine. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from break.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Your
Healing
Playground.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground with myself, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you are enjoying this show, do me a favor, do the entire network a favor, give us a 5-star review on iTunes, search for Your Healing Playground. I will be so grateful, and it will assist in getting this information out to whoever needs it. So I'd like to remind you that this episode is called Root Cause Medicine. And before we went to break, we were discussing systems medicine, root cause medicine, and the way we want to review healthcare, health and wellness, and have a deeper understanding of illness as a systemic breakdown in the system of the body. And let's move on from there. So this body that we are, right, we've been disempowered. We've been taught we're not the CEO of our body, that someone else knows better, that medicines are the way back to wellness. But really, were we put on this planet to take drugs? I don't get it. Now, maybe we were. And again, sometimes we need them. Antibiotics, life-changing. Vaccines have been life-changing. But can we prevent cancers? Can we not need joint replacements? Reproduction is supposed to be done naturally. And now there are millions and millions of couples around the world who are needing my services as a fertility physician. And we're predicted to need 5 million IVF therapeutics in the next 5 years. But I really wonder if we are literally forgetting how to live, forgetting we should be able to do this on our own. I have these stories in my head that the need for IVF and the growth in the science of IVF, and again, this is my field, and it is a magical field. But simultaneously, I'm really wondering if what we're doing is admitting that we're going extinct, ignoring the canary in the coal mine, which is that infertility is rising, and we are literally developing the tools so that AI, artificial intelligence, who are already smarter than us, can farm us the way we farm animals. Okay? We are devising the technology to, we are just accepting that there's more and more infertility in the world. We are accepting illness. We are focusing on illness. We are saying that we as humans are supposed to be ill, that that's normal. But I just don't believe it is. I believe, yes, there is a lifespan and we're not going to live forever. But simultaneously, I think we can be healthy till the end of our lives. I want us to have a health span that overlays on our lifespan. And as Dr. Peter Attia talks about in his book, Outlive, we need to plan our future and dial it back to what do I have to do today to be strong in our future? And that is such a different way of viewing life, but it's a critical way of viewing life. I was raised sort of in a linear model of life. Your past makes you who you are, and now you're in your present, and what you do, then you just follow the path and you become your future. And that's following the yellow brick road, but following the yellow brick road that someone else told you was the path you're supposed to live. Well, that's a slow way to the future, and it's a way to not necessarily live your authentic self. Now, way back when, our medicine wasn't as good, our shelters weren't as good, life was hard, and we weren't completely safe, perhaps. And if you're fighting for your shelter, your food, and your water, having more existential thoughts about who we really are on the planet, well, that was reserved for the small population of mystics and spiritual leaders. And everyone else was just getting by. But now we have democratized education and expanded knowledge exponentially. And that allows all of us to go higher. And the most amazing thing about the human system is the ability to pass knowledge down from the elders to the next generation to the next generation. So we're not reinventing the wheel with each generation. We are actually climbing on the shoulders of the people above us, right? And so I think I'm getting pulled in out of a tangent, but what I'm trying to get for is that you get to design you and you get to be your own doctor if you learn how to live your authentic life, if you're given the tools for how to stay well and you understand it. If the knowledge of how to be well is democratized, then you can be well. And ideally, as doctors, we're putting ourselves out of business and we'll be in the business of acute care medicine, and chronic illness should not really exist, right? So that's a novel thing. And I started to talk about Dr. Peter Attia and designing your life. So what I want you to do is think about who you want to be in the future. Imagine it, connect with it. Recognize that in the quantum universe of quantum physics, there's a multitude of yous that can exist. And if you imagine your future and then you dial it back, what do I have to do today to be my future? Okay, I have to be healthy. So I take responsibility for my body and my health. And that's the underpinning of a long life and a long future. So I have to prioritize my health. I have to, the freedom to design your own life comes with the responsibility of caring for your health. And so the old Western medicine, we were disempowered. We blamed everything outside of ourselves for what made us ill, and we went to everything outside of ourselves to heal us. This newer model says, no, my body is a brilliant healing machine. And so I have the capability of healing. But that, along with that capability of healing, comes the responsibility to stay healthy and well. So what do I have to do now to maintain a healthy lifestyle going forward? And who am I now is a collection of my past, but my past doesn't need to define me. My past is a blueprint. It's like the architectural blueprint that makes a whole housing development. And all the houses initially get the same floor model, if you will, but then everybody starts decorating them, remodeling them, knocking down walls, at doing additions. And all of a sudden, in one generation, that housing development of identical houses becomes a development of millions of unique homes. And that is what we are on this planet doing. We are all the same raindrops and simultaneously our most unique snowflakes, right? So who are we? We are a healing machine. We are meant to heal. We have a thermostat, a nervous system that is constantly trying to improve and heal our bodies. I watched My Octopus Teacher. It was such a beautiful movie. And that octopus grew a limb. It didn't die. It went into hiding and hibernation and conserved its energy so that it could regrow an arm. If octopuses can regrow an arm, you don't think our bodies know how to heal a bruise? Now, we may heal with bruises and scars. But those make us more beautiful. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to go to the orthopod and line up our bones so they heal better. It doesn't mean if we have a life-threatening illness, we're not going to take an antibiotic. But if we're knocking down our microbiome, we have to rebuild it. So you are a healing machine. Not just a body, not just a bag of cells, not just a bag of organs, right? We are a brain full of electrical firings and thoughts. And that brain is an EEG, it's electrical. We are a living, beating heart that starts our journey just 2 weeks after conception. And that beating heart is music to our body and our ears. And we want to maintain a symphony of music. So we are always dancing to this beautiful beat of the heart. And that means we need to maintain a high heart rate variability that we'll get to in another podcast episode. We are breath. Without air and the space between our cells that is full of air, we are dead in minutes. So we are the air. And finally, we are water, 68% water. So yes, we are our organs, the carbon and the matter that makes up our bodies, but we are also water and energy and the flow of energy. And so again, Western medicine had a medical list of diseases and maladies in our physical body, but they forgot that we are so much more than our physicality. They didn't see what was under the surface, that hidden energy, the connections that make us who we are, the air, the water, the fire that keeps us together, that drive to live, that drive to keep germinating, keep growing. The energy and matter are intertwined. They can't be separated. We are not mind or body. We are mind and body. We are hearts. We are emotions. Science drove the development of Western medicine, but science itself cannot be static. We need to go from Newtonian physics to quantum physics. We need to recognize we are the universe in human form. We are the water from the mountaintops and the ocean. We are the earth and the volcanic earth from below. We are breath. We are the clouds and the earth and the space between ourselves and the fire in us. The energy that is aliveness needs to flow and needs to flow fully without kinks and energy drains. Rumination is an energy drain. Anger that doesn't leave the body is an energy suck. So how can we feel? What we feel heals. What we focus on, we become. And on that note, let us take us to our next break.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
This is
back.
Your healing playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, gynecologist, fertility expert, integrative medicine doctor, and coach. And this week, we've been talking about root cause medicine. Next week, we're going to talk about root cause education, because education is how we continue to be childlike, curious, and explore this amazing life that we have been given. So let's get back to what we were talking about, which is energy and matter and what makes us human, right? And there are so many ways to look at this human, so many ways beyond what I was taught as just a bunch of organs working, right? We are a healing machine and we can heal ourselves. I truly believe that. I also believe dis-ease in the body is our body talking to us. And what do I mean by that? What is this body I'm talking about? And how could this body actually talk to us, right? Well, we see ourselves as human. But I say we are humanoids. And why do I think we are humanoids? Because we are an ecosystem. We are human. Yes, we have lots of human cells. And those human cells have human DNA. The human DNA makes human proteins, and the human proteins help run the energy of our cells. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But alongside all this human DNA, we have our microbiome. Now, what is microbiome? That is all the bacteria, the viruses, and fungi that have inhabited your body. Now, when you go out in nature and you see a tree and you get up close and personal with that tree, there is so much you can see in that tree. There are holes in the tree, and frequently in those holes, there are animals living in the tree. There may be a nest on the tree with birds in it, right? There may be moss attached to the tree. There may be plants and vines wrapped around the tree from another plant. There is a whole root system under the ground that we don't even see, but we know is there, right? It is holding that tree up, and the tallest trees in the forest actually have these incredibly long lateral roots holding each other up. There are bugs on the tree. There are critters on the tree. So the tree is an ecosystem. There is the trunk and the branches, and the trunk, the branches, the leaves, everything, right? And then the tree goes through seasons of life where it loses its trees. It changes, the leaves change color. It makes fruit, it doesn't make fruit, right? We are similar. We have seasons of life. We have child, we have teen, we have midlife, we have elders, right? We have conception, which is pre-birth, before we're here. And when we are being born, we take on a microbiome. We have more DNA from the bacteria, viruses, and fungi than we do human DNA. We are an ecosystem. This ecosystem all has to have a similar goal in mind if we are going to live a long life. We all need to want life. Now, if my 70% of my 70% of my immune system lives at my gut, the microbiome is filling 6 football fields worth of my gut. I am feeding that microbiome food every day. I think of my microbiome as my first children. I need to feed them the food they want to eat. Because if I don't feed them food that they like, what do? They're going to start eating me. They're going to prioritize their health over my health. We should be symbiotic organisms. That means we all have a goal of life. Now, when COVID hit, COVID was a virus. COVID needed a host. That's what viruses do. They have to live in another cell. Now, COVID taught us that the disease, the virus, was the same whether it infected a child, a teenager, a middle-aged human, or an elderly human, right? The virus was the same, but what was different was the host it infected. And the virus was either a cold or a flu or chronic illness for the rest of their lives with chronic COVID, long COVID, or death. And so dis-ease is the interaction of our organism, our ecosystem, with life itself, with the viruses, bacteria, and fungi that we meet along the way, with humans that we meet along the way, with nature or modernity that we meet along the way. Dis-ease happens when we are out of alignment and we don't have a common goal of life. When we are hiding from our past, we are storing past memories and past traumas, and those are draining our energy source, and they become a source of dis-ease in our body. And we may end up with autoimmunity, where our body starts fighting ourselves. When we don't plug into the things that give us energy, when we don't play, when we don't plug into source, source is what lights up us, then we don't have the energy to run the machine. So that's really critical. That energy can come from food, it can come from water, it can come from breath, but it also can come from turn on. Are you playing in your life? Are you letting go of the ruminating thoughts, the limiting beliefs, the you that you think you were to become the you that you want to be? And so I invite you to be all that you are, all that you want to be, all the aliveness that you were gifted and that your bacterias want you to be, that your viruses want you to be, and that your brain can embrace and be a tool for your heart. Your heart is the energy source. It is the music of your life. It is your It is your life. It is your life song, your life symphony.
If you felt
So be
something
you.
move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.